You're listening to Valley Edition. As tensions between the U.S. and North Korea ramp up, one Valley congressman recently returned from a trip to the Korean Peninsula. Hanford Republican David Valadao spoke with FM 89's Jeffrey Hess last week about why he made the trip and what he learned there.
We're speaking with Congressman David Valadao of Hanford. He represents California's 21st Congressional District. Thank you for your time today.
No, happy to be here.
You recently returned from a trip to South Korea and Japan. First of all, what was the purpose of going over there?
Well, I sit on the Appropriations Committee, and one of my subcommittees is the Military Construction Veterans Affairs Committee. And the fact that we have about 50,000 troops in Japan and just under 30,000 in South Korea, there's obviously base construction. There's construction of a lot of different facilities that have to do with our military forces there. And so that was the main purpose of the trip.
As I'm sure you're aware, tensions have been quite high between the U.S. and North Korea at this point. What I'm very interested in is, what's the feeling like on the ground in South Korea?
So I actually spent some time in Seoul, and from Seoul we kind of based different directions to see the different bases on in the country. We went up to the border. At the border, you can tell things were a little more tense with those who were actually there working on the border, and that would go for both South Korean and the American military force I met with. But throughout the community, in the evenings or in the daytimes at the hotel, I never felt like anybody was acting nervous at all. I felt everybody was pretty comfortable living their everyday lives. And I don't know if it's just because they've lived like this for the last 50 or 60 years, but I did not see something that really stood out to me on as far as tensions among the regular folks living everyday life.
Because that's a kind of a feeling I don't think most Americans can identify with. We don't live with an aggressive antagonist immediately adjacent to us.
No, we don't. And there were there were things that you would notice, like when you're driving on the freeway as we headed up towards the DMZ, the demilitarized zone. There were structures above the freeway every so often that were prepared to blow the legs out with explosives and allow those barriers to fall down and block roads in case of an invasion. So you know that they're preparing for it. You can tell that there's a lot of structures and even things put in place to protect from some sort of invasion. But aside from those being there, I didn't get the feeling that people were changing their everyday lives over it.
You went as part of the Appropriations Committee, seeing what kind of resources the bases would need in the event of an interaction with North Korea of any sort. Are they well-equipped right now? Do they have what they need?
Yeah, I do believe we have a lot of resources there. I do believe we have the ability to defend what we need to defend, or at least help in a fight. But the majority of the defense of the country is still South Korea's responsibility and Japan's responsibility. As far as the amount of troops we have there, well, I guess a lot of people don't really understand this. Of all the troops stationed there in South Korea who are part of this force, the U.S. only represents about 5% of those troops.
And I know a lot of the focus is on North Korea's nuclear weapons activity, but the proximity of South Korea and Japan, they could still do a lot of damage, including to U.S. troops with conventional weapons, right?
Yeah, they do have the ability to do some damage. I mean, they've got, well, I think, the seventh largest military in the world. Obviously, they have a lot of weapons. There are mountain ranges, so it's difficult for us to actually see what they have hidden behind some of their mountain ranges, but there's a lot of talk of some of the weapons that they have the ability to use. And so that does play a role in the decision-making process, and that's why the U.S. is helping with things like putting the THAAD system there on the border for high-altitude defense. It basically is anti-missile defense tools. So there are things that are being done, but yeah, there's no perfect world, and the best scenario would be to not have some sort of conflict start.
A lot of people, including here in the Valley, are questioning America's foreign military involvement. Do you think it's still in our interest to be so deeply involved with South Korea?
Well, like I said, we have people there, but we represent a very small part of it. I think on a world stage, helping to deter away from another nuclear power, especially someone who literally has almost no friends left in the world and runs, I mean, when they murder their own to keep himself in power, it's just not a free society. I think there is a place for the U.S. to play a role in this, to try to stop the spread of that type of dictatorship, and obviously a country like that having any sort of power. But I don't believe the U.S. should be a police force for the nation. But that's why I think that Secretary Tillerson is doing the right thing in reaching out to China and trying to get them to play an active role in it, trying to get them to put some pressure on the North Koreans to back away from any more of this type of rhetoric or back away from what they're trying to do with nuclear weapons.
Congressman David Valadao represents California's 21st Congressional District. He comes from Hanford. We thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you.